This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
KE2GDQ, this is K2PCB. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, K2PCB. How are you today?
I am doing very well this morning. Seems like it took forever to get here from yesterday morning. Wednesday was a long day for some reason. But we made it through. And my vent solenoid showed up yesterday, so I left work at 3:30. I wanted to get a jump on it before potential rain today, and it was in minutes. I did have to drop the canister because the solenoid went into the top, but that wasn't difficult to do at all. Put it back together, fired it up, and I was a little worried at first because the old one I took out was fairly clean. But then I started it up, and there was no delay. The check engine light was off right when I started it, so it must have been part of its startup routine detecting a problem. And yeah, the remote starter worked this morning, and everything's back to normal. So I'm happy for that. Yeah. Oh, I see kind of reddish skies this morning. Uh-oh.
Isn't it great when you're working on something and it just goes together like it should, and there's no broken bolts, there's no broken this or that, and it fits, and everything just works. Yeah, I like that. Red sky in morning, isn't that when sailors take warning?
Yep. Of course, I think it's red. It's got like a yellowy hue to it. So in my mind, that is on the redder side compared to like what I had seen yesterday. And there's definitely more cloud cover today. I was able to see the moon yesterday, not seeing that today. But that's exactly why I wanted to get home and do that install, which again worked out beautifully. So now I just need to keep track of, maintenance costs on the truck, and keep fixing things until it gets unreasonable. When I was underneath the truck, it still looks really good. I mean, it's a 22, but I could see some areas that could have benefited from an undercoating, which I had never gotten on this truck because I didn't think I was going to keep it long. And maybe a mistake, but it definitely made it cleaner to work on when I shimmied under there. That's for sure.
Yeah, I get my truck undercoated by Carwell, so it doesn't build up every year. It just wears off. I haven't been underneath the truck to look at it. I try to take it to Delta Sonic on a regular basis because I know that they do an undercarriage spray. And I know that my wife has done that for her car after we bought it in 2014. And some of the mechanics have asked her if you ever really drive this, because it, and I've never undercoated it, but I know that she washed it regularly. And that's really helped keep the underside in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I keep putting it off, but I think I should just make an appointment. I've heard good things about that Carwell, and in fact, you may have even told me about that before. I'll have to look into it. But that's about all we did last night. And that and doing some discussion about potential vacations. We've been starting that over the past 2 days. And so that's interesting. Some of the things Lynn wants to do are a wee bit expensive. And, the value of it, the enjoyment per dollar kind of gets wasted with some of the travel options, but we're working through it. Other than that, Oh, yeah. I talked to, sent Ross a message last night. I was looking at fixing the RJ45 connector on one of my headsets. I have to hold it to the side to get it to work. And I've replaced the connector before, so maybe there's a broken wire further up. But I could not, for the life of me, find the crimp tool nor the connectors. So I asked if I could borrow his. But I don't believe he's on the radio today, unless he's just listening along. And excuse me, I think he's off completely tomorrow on PTO.
Yeah, Ross and I talked after you had signed off, and he mentioned that obviously today was his early day, and that tomorrow he was going to be on PTO, and that he and I would talk on Monday. So, yeah, unless he's listening in at work, he's not on the air this morning.
Yeah, so going back to that connector, I think the last one I put in, I probably did it at home, and not that you need it. But I brought the headset to work today, so if he was able to bring in that tool, maybe on lunch I'll do that underneath the microscope and make sure that there's a good bite into those wires. Maybe that's the problem from before. Not that I need it yet, but I'm just passing 7-Eleven, and it makes me think. I wonder how is my next fill-up's going to go. Is it going to fill fast? After changing that vent solenoid, that would be pretty nice if it does. But interestingly enough, though, the unpowered state of the solenoid is open, and it was open when I had taken it out. I should have probably hooked it up to a battery to see if the solenoid closed properly, but it's working, so I'm not going to look too much into it, maybe just assume that it's not opening and closing, and I'm going to guess that's what it does. Maybe it opens and closes and looks at the pressure on the tank to determine if it's working properly, maybe. I don't know enough about the system, but yeah, at least it's working. This is K2PCB.
Yeah, I'm glad it's working for you. I know that's a good feeling when I've accomplished stuff. I've got some parts coming for the Dodge. There's a door jam switch that's all corroded, so the dome light's not coming on. I've been trying to troubleshoot that. Well, this was a few weeks ago. I've been trying to troubleshoot it. I was getting power to the light, but the door was open. The light should have come on, and then somehow I opened up the passenger door and the light came on, and I go, oh. So I checked the switch, and so now I got to, once the new one comes here, I got to pull that one out and put a new one in. But, that's my tinkering is my Dodge. My daily driver, I don't tinker with so much. I let it, let the professionals handle that.
I was talking to somebody at work yesterday, somebody newer, and so you probably wouldn't know them. But he was saying how he's considering moving to Arizona. He's been out there before, really likes it. But he'd like to buy a, pre-emissions testing vintage vehicle, older pickup, something that, wide open engine, easy to work on, readily available parts, so... something that's a little more common. But then I think about it, we were replacing alternators, starters all the time. Things would break down. Now, if you don't have a reason to, you don't open the hood for, except to put in windshield washer fluid and, you get your, changing the oil and whatnot. But other than that, it's, I think engines are better. The drivetrain is better. The brakes are better. I like the idea of not having to worry about passing inspection, especially if the body's good and the thing's mechanically sound. but are the parts going to wear? Are you still going to be doing that regular maintenance?
I think you will eventually. You're right. The cars and trucks and vehicles have gotten better over the years. The parts are better built because they do warranty studies. Not like a company that I used to work for that never did any real warranty studies. But I think eventually you're gonna like on my 2020 or your 2022, eventually you'd have to replace a starter, or you're gonna have to replace an alternator, or the serpentine belt at some point. Eventually you will have to do that.
And maybe because we live in Western New York, at least in my past couple vehicles, knock on wood, I haven't had any major problems that I would have associated with engine wear, drivetrain wear. I think it's more, consumables, brakes. I would even put wheel bearings in a consumable category. Trying to think of that one engine part. Some idler something. I had to put in my old Ranger, but that was a mechanical part for the engine, but that was pretty straightforward. Nothing major. Everything's been pretty good. I really can't complain. And boy, is that sky yellow behind me.
Yeah, in Karen's car, the only thing that we've really had to replace, other than the mirrors, because they, for whatever reason, there's some sort of white metal in there that corrodes and the mirrors fall off, was a rear bearing and tires and brakes. Those are consumables. But other than that, a headlight we've had to replace, and we had to replace her infotainment system because the screen cracked due to heat. But now that she's retired and the car sits mostly in the garage, I don't think we'll ever have to replace that. As far as my Hyundai Tucson, I had a mechanic that replaced the starter, which I think he screwed me on because I don't think it needed replaced. And I don't know if he even did replace it, which was I had a bad battery. I bought a battery, and the battery went bad, and that was it.
Yeah, speaking of batteries, Lynn just had a battery replaced a few weeks ago, and that was a diehard we bought last year. It didn't last, but I think it's her driving style, start it short trip, so it's always being used without being topped off, which is probably not great for that kind of a battery. And then it eventually, when it got really cold, took it to its end. But yeah, going back to the vehicle things, the things that are failing are the things that they don't have a long-standing history of continuous improvements. The electronics, the programming, the whole infotainment system kind of sucks, definitely in the Chevys. And you think about the mirrors. Yeah, mirrors have been around a while, but you've got, the ability to position it, but then you've got the heated mirrors as well, which is another consideration. So now you've got these temperature transients in this mechanism. Yeah, it all makes sense. All right, I've got 6:42. We're getting close. May I pause to see if Jeff is in there this morning? This is K2PCB.
KC2NVM, good morning. How is everyone doing today?
Well, personally, I'm doing great today. It's Thursday. My project's going well. Feel free to jump in here anytime, Jeff. Don't wait for us to break. Especially me, I can get rambling on and not leave long spaces. But yeah, do jump in anytime.
I'll have to keep that in mind, but I try to be somewhat respectful for the conversation. So last night, yesterday I had left work at 2 o'clock to go to an eye exam, and it turns out the doctor used to be an electrical engineer in Schenectady and worked for a couple of broadcasting companies. I said, oh, is it like RF? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, hi, I'm KH2NVM. And he's like, I'm KL2M. He was also a ham radio nerd, and his wife is too.
It's funny how when you get into these conversations, you always find somebody that is a ham, was a ham, know somebody that's a ham, my brother-in-law, my cousin, my uncle. Yeah, it's funny. When I went to have my inspection and alignment done, I think it was last November, the guy that was working on my car came out and he sat down with me for like 45 minutes, it seems like. Just to talk about radio, because his family was into it, and it was a cool conversation, and I'm trying to think of which system, but he was friends with somebody who ran one of the, the 931 machine, whatever it is. Anyway, it's probably gone from my brain now, but it was some interesting conversation back then, but I've got 6:45, so I'm gonna listen out, and I'll see you on the inside, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, Brad. This is K2PCB.
KC2, man. Have a good day, everyone. Later.